I shot basketball for a total of about 30 seconds, and I'm already sweating. So that's how it rolls with me. But if you've got a copy of God's Word, we'll be in Malachi, or as Brother Glenn, if he were here, would say Malachi. But we're in Malachi tonight. Every time when I read that name, I said, Brother Glenn. And I said earlier that the forgetting of the ladies' retreat was mostly my fault. Let me rephrase. That's 100% my fault. And I apologize, ladies, on that. I just dropped the ball there. And I apologize because that's something that I want the ladies to be a part of. I want the men to do things like that. So I'll just leave that there. But I apologize. And next year we'll plan on that and we'll get that on the books. That way we can plan ahead of time for that. And I'll do a better job with that next year. So Malachi, about said Malachi again. Malachi chapter number 3 is where we'll be tonight. As we talk about everybody's favorite subject and what the lost world thinks is the only thing that Baptist churches talk about, and that is the importance of the tithe. The importance of the tithe. And I want to say on the outset of this message, no one is on my mind. We don't have a problem here of giving. This is just a biblical principle that I think we need to be reminded of. And when I say the tithe, and we'll talk more about what that is in a moment, I'm not talking about our offerings. See, we're going to be reminded tonight that the tithe is the starting point of our giving. As I was thinking today, I kind of describe a tithe like this. Baptism is the first step of obedience for a child of God. And I believe tithing is the first step of obedience in giving. Not the end, but the beginning. Because that's where we start. One preacher, he just says it bluntly. He said, I'm talking about tithing. I haven't even started talking about your money yet. Because the tithe is God's. I mean, technically it's all his. But he asked of us a tithe, the first fruits. I believe there's a biblical principle for 10%. Now, you may say, well, that didn't carry over to the New Testament. The tithe isn't mentioned in the New Testament. So you're telling me that God's going to require less of us under the covenant of grace than he required in the Old Testament under law. See, the tithe, I'm not saying this because I'm begging for your money. I'm saying this because I want you to be a part of God's work. I truly believe that God is going to take care of his church and his work. But you tithing and giving above that, maybe to missions or to King's Kids or to the building fund or whatever it may be, I believe that God will honor that and God will bless that, but it starts with the tithe. I believe there's a biblical principle there. And I praise the Lord that I was brought up in a family that taught me how to give from a young age. Now, did I give much? No. But I was taught how to give 10%, and by God's grace, that principle has stuck with me throughout my entire life because I got saved at such a young age, and God has honored that. We're going to learn tonight that if you'll do what God says, including give the tithe that he, I believe, requires of us, his children. See, he doesn't ask for 90% and gives us 10. He asks for 10% and gives us 90. But then I'm telling you, he blesses us, and it's like we got 100%. God, you cannot outgive God. I want you to understand that. But giving starts with the tithe. And I believe the tithe needs to go to your local church, wherever that is. My brother, for example, he moved to Kingsport, so he began to go to another church, and he was faithfully for months going to that church. But he was giving to his previous church. And I said, this is just my 2 cents, but I think you should give where you're going. And then they've joined now, praise the Lord. They joined this Sunday. That was the plan all along. But I believe you should give where you're going because that's the work you're a part of. And I also believe that your tithe, it shouldn't go, once again, your tithe should go to your local body. Now, if you want to give to other ministries in other areas, there's a lot of good preachers I listen to on the radio that I've given to their ministries, and that's great. But none of those things should take the place of the tithe to the local church. And once again, this isn't me asking for your money, although this is a very uncomfortable topic to talk about, but this is me wanting you to have God's best for your life. And when it comes to you giving financially, it begins with the tithe. And we see that in the passage of Scripture before us tonight. Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 through 12. The Bible, this is a very well-known passage of Scripture. It says, "Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would help me tonight. Lord, I know I'm unable in my flesh to do what I'm doing before these people tonight. So, Lord, I need your help. I need your touch. This is a topic, Lord, that's very uncomfortable to a lot of people to talk about. But, Lord, you've honored giving in my life. You've been faithful to do what you said you would do. And I pray that you would encourage your people. I believe I've got a room full of givers tonight. My goal is not to browbeat or to deal with someone who's not giving what I think they should. No, the Lord, it's just remind us of a biblical principle that you've given us. To remind us, Lord, that you'll honor our faithfulness to be obedient to what you've told us to do. That's all I want to do tonight. I pray you bless your people as they're obedient to your word. Lord Jesus, we love you and we pray all this in your holy name. Amen. So as we look at our text before us tonight and we think about the importance of tithing, the first thing I want to look at, please go with me, hold your place in Malachi, but go with me to Genesis chapter 14. Genesis chapter 14. We're going here to the first mention of the word of the tithe in the entire Bible. This is where it began. And I encourage you, when you're studying a thought or a topic in the Bible, the concept of first mention, find out where it was first mentioned in the Bible. And that'll really help you understand a lot about these things. But Genesis chapter 14, verse number 20, we're going to see Abraham here giving a tenth, a tithe, to Melchizedek, who is a picture of Christ, we see here, and this is where it began, chapter 14, verse number 20. "And blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand, and he gave him tithes of all." And that word tithes literally means a tenth of all. So that is the first mention of the tithe, and that is the overarching thought on what a tithe is, a 10%, I believe, of the first fruits of our giving. I believe there's something to be said in regards to giving off the top of what we earn in regards to our tithe. I believe that principle is all throughout the Word of God. But we see here, it was first mentioned there in Genesis chapter 14, verse number 20. Now, that's where it started. That's where we got the tenth from. And honestly, as we thought about, you say, "Oh, well, I'm giving like they did in the Old Testament." Well, honestly, Israel gave anywhere from 23 to 26%. It wasn't 10. It was 23 to 26% of their income. So you got to be careful at choosing your words and understanding the principle and understanding in the New Testament. I believe God doesn't demand less of us, but more. We're under grace, not under law. But I believe the tithe is the starting point. I want to get that principle across. I don't believe it's where you need to stop. Now, at first, that may be where some people have to stop. But I believe as you faithfully give God what God asks, he'll honor that. And he will give you the ability to give more. Because I've heard so many times throughout my life, we are blessed to be a blessing. God has given to us so that we can give to his work and give to others. And once again, that starts with the tithe. That's where it begins. But we see first in our text before us the purpose of the tithe. We see in verse number 10, it says, "Bring you all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in mine house. Meat in mine house. The purpose of the tithe is to support the work of God. The tithe goes into the general fund of whatever church it may be going into, and then goes out through the different ministry arms. It just helps to get the work of God wherever it's being given forward. It helps push it forward, move it forward. It helps the work of God. Numbers chapter 18, verses 23 and 24 kind of helps explain this. But the Levites shall do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they shall bear their iniquity. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generation that among the children of Israel they have no inheritance. But the tithes of the children of Israel, which they offer as an heave offering unto the Lord, I have given to the Levites to inherit. Therefore, I have said unto them, among the children of Israel, they shall have no inheritance. Now, if you read that in the flesh, you can say, well, that's just God saying you need to give to the Levites to support them. And that's part of what it was. But that supported the Levites so that they could do the work. The purpose there, the giving, was to enable the work of God. To enable the work of God. And once again, this isn't me trying to pull more out of you. This is just me reminding us that if we'll be faithful to do what God has told us to do, He will bless us for it. And I believe everyone in this room can attest to that. If you're faithful to give, God is He's faithful to take care of us. And a lot of times even give us our wants and not just our needs. God is way better to us than we deserve, and I praise His name for that. And all He asks of us starting out is the tithe, is for us to give off the top, at the very least, I believe, 10%. So the purpose of the tithe is to support the work of God. And we've got a great thing going right now. But we need everybody to, by God's grace. Now, if you're that in the New Testament, it talks about a cheerful giver. That's the key. If you can't give cheerfully, then don't give. I believe the wrong spirit's on that money. You know what I mean? But if you could give cheerfully, give, and it will further the work. And once again, I'm preaching to the choir on a Wednesday night. I know that, but I just want to remind us. And it encourages me to talk on this topic, because it reminds me down through the years where God has been faithful to me. And when I've been faithful to give, even in times where I didn't feel like I did, and God honored it. And I'm not trying to glorify me, I'm glorifying Him. He was faithful, and He will forever be. So that's the purpose of the tithe. Now we see the proving of the tithe, number two, the proving of the tithe. In our text it says, and in verse number 10, "And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it." God says, try me. Israel hadn't been, you know, throughout the Old Testament, Israel began to worship false idols. And in so doing, they neglected the house of God, the work of God. But God here is saying, try me. I challenge anyone in this room or listening online or listening in the parking lot, try to outgive God. Try. You can't do it. It is impossible. Every time in my life, and the reason I keep saying me is because I've not lived in your shoes. I'm sure you've got stories to tell as well. But every time in my life where He has impressed upon me to give, and I did, and sometimes maybe more than the tithe, because that's an offering. The tithe is the 10%, and then anything above that is an offering. But I'm talking about the tithe tonight. But we see here, God is telling them, try me, challenge me. He says, prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be enough room to receive it. We see in Luke, I love this verse, Luke chapter 6, verse 38, it says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Now, we don't give to get, but if we give, God will bless. Give, and it shall be given unto you good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you met withal, it shall be measured to you again. It's saying there, give, and it's going to be measured back to you. Think of a bucket, I guess, of corn. So you pour some corn in, and then you tap that corn down and shove it down as tight as you could, pour some more in it, and do the same thing until it's full and until it's running over. And that's how God says He's going to bless us, if we'll give to His work. God wants to bless us, but He wants us to humble ourselves and give back to Him what He's given us. And He will be faithful to do His part. Go with me to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. And this principle is all throughout the Bible. The Bible says, "Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of thine increase." Now, there's a point to be made there, not just with our giving, but that's where we're at tonight. First of our time, the first of our talents, the first of our energy, the first of our day. There's a whole lot of messages we could go on that one. But in this instance, it's talking about the first of our substance, the first fruits of our of all thine increase. So honor the Lord with thy substance, and when the first fruits of all thine increase, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. You can't outgive God. Give, and He's going to give. Now, I'm not preaching the prosperity gospel tonight. That's another reason why a lot of people are scared to touch giving. I don't want you to think that. I just want you to know that if you give, God's going to bless. You're faithful to do what He requires of us, He will meet your needs. And we'll talk more about that in a moment. But we see here the proving of the tithe. God says, prove me, try me. Maybe there is somebody watching, listening, or in the room tonight that's been weary. Should I give? Should I not? Should I begin to tithe? I challenge you, test God tonight. Try Him. He'll bless you for it. I promise He will. And once again, I'm not saying this to get us more money. I'm saying this to get you more blessings. When we get in on God's work, when we get in more, hey, and one thing about when you begin to give, and maybe the Lord lays on your heart to give more, and you give more, you get more interested in the work. Why? Because you're more invested in the work, right? And God will honor that. So then we see number three, the promise because of the tithe. In verse number 11, it says, "And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. He shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts." What's that saying there? That's saying God's promising to bless His people. God's people had neglected God's work and God's house in this instance. And God's saying, if you'll give, I'll take care of you. I'll meet your needs. And I want this could be a moment where we just reminisce and remember God's faithfulness. Because I believe, once again, I've got a room full of givers that have given, and God, I bet everyone in this room that has given faithfully can attest to the fact that God has took care of them. Now, I'm not saying God's made you a millionaire, because if I'm not mistaken, I don't know of anybody here that's a millionaire. And if you are, why don't you kick me a little? Just kidding. But God's been faithful to meet our needs, hasn't He? He is faithful. He's going to take care of His children. The principle in the Bible, Matthew 6:33. "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness." Seek His will. Seek His work. Be faithful to give what He asks of us. And His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God's going to take care of you. God's going to take care of you. And I believe, because I've seen it true in my life, as you give the tithe and you see God be faithful, the Holy Spirit within you motivates you to want to give more, and you see God be more faithful. I've not seen it as throughout my life as I've given more. I was like, well, I don't find God to be faithful now. Maxed out. No. The more you give, the more God's going to be faithful, the more He's going to bless, the more you're going to see a fruit of it in your life. I mean, you cannot outgive God. That's the promise. He's going to take care of us. That's His promise to us. Then we see the promise of the tithe, but then we see the product of the tithe in verse number 12. It says, "And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts." People would look at Israel because they were being faithful to do what God asked of them. And this could be not just in giving, but in any aspect. People will look at that, and maybe even lost people would say, something different about that place. In the midst of all this, somehow they're still being blessed. And honestly, I believe, and if you're like me during COVID, and with and a lot, I know a lot of people that the money might have been tight, and I'm sure if anybody in here, if your money was tight, but you were still faithful to give, can attest to the fact that God took care of you even in the midst of that crazy time, because God's faithful irregardless of the circumstances. So that's the product. We will be called blessed. God's hand will be on us. And I believe God's hand is here because we've got a people that's faithful to give to the work of God. And you can see that on a place. I mean, you're not just talking about money, but of yourselves, of your time, your talents. I mean, you could see it in a church, and we have that here. And I praise the Lord for that. So we see the product of the tithe, but now we see, number five, the punishment for lack of the tithe. And we see that all throughout the Old Testament. Israel was not giving what God had required of them. And look what the Bible says. Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. That's verse 8 and 9. And I'm not saying if you don't tithe, God's going to curse you. But I have heard it my whole life, and I've seen it in several instances where people didn't tithe, and God still got his. I've got people in my family who, there were times in my life where they just like, I can't afford to tithe. Well, did you know that something happened to their car that cost exactly what their tithe should have been? But and I'm not trying to scare anybody, and I don't think there's a curse on anybody. I just want us to know that God's going to get his. He wants us to be. He doesn't want our tithe because he needs us. He wants our tithe because he wants to bless us. But he's only going to bless us through obedience to his work. So we see the punishment for the lack of the tithe there. So I want, in conclusion, and then you say, praise the Lord, he is flying. Well, I didn't want to stay on money very long, so we just wanted to get in, get out, and be done. Because once again, I don't want to be the preacher that gets on a soapbox and preaches on tithing every week. If I remember correctly, this is the first time I've touched it since I've been here behind the pulpit. And you know, you have to do. Yes, you do. But that's one of those where God needs to make it clear before you do. But we see here in conclusion, I want to read Matthew chapter 6. Go with me there if you want. We'll be done there. Matthew 6, 19 through 21. And we're going to see in a passage of Scripture here. When we give to the work of God, we give what God requires of us. And maybe we give above and beyond that, whatever it may be. We're investing in heaven. Down here, we give to things. We buy things that we may lose or break. They may break down over a year, and we've just kind of wasted our money. But if you give toward the work of God, you've never wasted your money. Never have. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 through 21. It says, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And I've heard my whole life preachers say, you can see where your heart's at by looking at your checkbook. Now, not many people carry checkbooks anymore. I definitely don't. Maybe you could say your online bank account. But you know, the principle stands. Where your money's going is where your heart's at. And once again, I don't think we have that problem. But maybe it's something where we can look at what we're giving, myself included, and say, God, is there a way that I can give more to your work? Or maybe there is somebody, I don't know, that hasn't been giving as they should. I challenge you, try the Lord. Every time in my life, and I praise his holy name for it, there have not been many times, but every time in my life where the Lord has laid on my heart to give a certain amount at a certain time, that's above my tithe. And I'm not saying he's going to do this, but he will in some way. Every time he's given it back and then some. Every time. I mean, just simple things. And this isn't, once again, this isn't bragging on me. It's bragging on the Lord. There have been times where, say, the Lord laid it on my heart to buy somebody's breakfast, for example. I did. Wouldn't you know, that same day, somebody was in front of me later on that day in a drive-thru of a restaurant and bought my lunch. And I just tear up and say, thank you, Lord. He wants me to know, you do what I tell you to do, I'm going to take care of you. And then some. Just like that verse says in Luke, given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. That sounds like probably a little more than what we've got. Can you describe what we've got as pressed down, shaken together, running over? No, I can't with my bank account. But God promises He's going to take care of us. He's going to bless us. And sometimes most of the time it's not going to be monetarily. But sometimes that's better. I would rather have the touch of God on me in my life than be a millionaire. But I can guarantee if we will be faithful to give, and it begins with the tithe, doesn't end there, I don't believe. I believe that's where it starts. If we'll be faithful to give, God will be faithful. And I think I've seen heads nod all night long. Every person in this room, I believe, has done that, and they've seen God come through. Sometimes I've heard stories, not necessarily here, of people that wrote a tithe check that they weren't sure if it was going to clear. I mean, but they were giving, trusting God, and God came through. In regards to like faith promise, you may have made a commitment that you're scared that you're not going to be able to meet. Just trust God. If He tells you to do something, He will enable you to do it. He tells us to tithe, He'll enable us to do it. You say, well, you just don't know how many bills I got, Pastor Tyler. Well, maybe it's a situation where you need to sit down and figure out some things you need to change. Because giving to God and His work, it's the first fruits. Not the sloppy seconds and whatever's left over, but the first. And I can attest that God's been faithful. And I believe all of you can as well. So this isn't a how dare you not give, start giving message. This is a God's faithful. And let's keep doing what He wants us to do. And I believe He will continue to be faithful to us and to His work. And I believe financially it starts with the tithe. And that is where I will stop talking about giving for tonight. But we're going to close now with a word of prayer. Then we'll take up some prayer requests for tonight. So Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord Jesus, for Your word.